So, oh, at the end of the show, you'll pick the photo challenge for next week.
I will.
Yeah, well, I was really racing through getting the show notes done 6 seconds ago, and I haven't picked it yet. Do you
What
have
if I?
one?
No, I
Well,
don't.
no, but you're the one that I don't know. I don't know what you're the one that finish that sentence.
Okay, I got it. I got it. I got
You got
something.
one? You dialed in. Don't tell me now. Tell me at the end.
Okay, I should probably write it down because my memory is about 8 seconds long. So,
Who is this?
what did you just
Who? This is
say?
not my office.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to episode 561 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
What is going on in Vancouver, Adam?
New camera.
Okay, that's the camera part. We're gonna get to that in a second. I want to know Vancouver stuff.
No,
How's life
new
in
camera.
Vancouver?
New camera.
Yeah, no, but I need to know Vancouver. It looks like I'll be heading your way soon.
Oh, really? My wife was actually, I didn't care, but my wife was
Yeah.
asking if you were coming this year.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Of course she was.
She said, "Is Al coming this year? Because you missed last year and did it your
Yeah.
project remotely last year, right? The whole video thing was remote."
Yes. And they
Yeah.
hated it, so they want to do it in person this time.
So you're making the trip.
So far, I mean, that's the plan as of right now. We'll have to figure out the ins, the outs, the what have yous. There's a lot going on, obviously. But I have a buddy of mine who has just traveled from Vancouver back here to Germany, and will be heading back in a couple of weeks to Vancouver. So people are flying, Adam. Yeah.
So you're planning to do this end of November? What are we talking about?
Yeah, in the middle. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But yeah, so I wanted to find out, what's the life like, or is it normal? Can I function there?
I think you'll be okay. Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
We don't really know minute to minute. So I'm going to say for right
Yeah.
now, yeah, everything's good. Everything's okay right now.
That's the issue. That's why we're waiting. I'm waiting to just book it, because it's the same thing here, is that everything is all I would say almost normal here.
Oh, it's not quite that here. So I
No.
lied. Yeah, no, it's not normal yet. No.
And I wouldn't say normal, like I say almost, because like I went to parent teacher night last night at my daughter's new school, and you have to wear masks in the classroom. You have to, like, so you still have to do that during parent teacher night.
Okay. Our parent teachers still mostly remotely, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So
So
not
there's
quite there.
that.
Yeah.
Although they do check if you're one of the 3 Gs. That's the vaccinated, tested, or recovered.
Where are the
I know
G's? Yeah.
they're not G's in English, but they're G's in German.
Okay.
Geimpft, genesen, getestet. And so those are the 3 Gs. And so they do check. So you have to have like, so on our phones here, we have I guess it's the digital passport thing, the whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they check. So how it works is, I don't know what you guys have there. So we have like a QR code that you have.
Yeah.
But then if you touch the thing and then scroll up, it'll just verify that you did. I don't know what it does. It verifies. It looks like without QRing, you physically just scroll up.
Right.
Okay. All right, but think about that. So like 30 people are coming in, we're all, wearing masks, etc., but this one guy is touching 30 phones. How is that? How is that a better thing?
Maybe he has gloves on?
No.
No.
No, well, how would that even there? It's like it would go from person one's phone on his glove to my phone and
Yeah.
then right on my tongue, because
Right.
I don't know how to use my phone properly.
Right. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, is that like this doesn't make that doesn't make much sense to me.
I hear you, man.
Yeah. So there's that. So, like that stuff is not normal. And my kids still have to wear masks at school right now, which is kind of weird because they were told they probably weren't going to have to, but now they are. And then, the question is, it's like, okay, but any idea, like what has to happen for them to stop wearing masks at school? And, nobody knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is no, that's my real issue. The rest of it's fine. Like people can come to your house, you can go to restaurants and stuff like that and whatever. Not that I do, but, like I didn't before. This isn't like all of a sudden I don't do it. We don't really do that here. But, so for everything else, for the most part is relatively back to normal. Just the masks.
Really. Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what I'm asking you, Adam.
Okay.
Because I think you're a doctor, right?
Mm. It's debatable. No, I'm not a doctor. I'm a physiotherapist.
Right. So I know you were, you've been saying along. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nobody cares.
Okay.
People in the hospital, people will care if you're just a physiotherapist.
Yeah.
It's I'm a doctor. Well, a chiropractor. So let's pace ourselves. Yeah. So anyways, you were saying before that you expect it in the clinical setting, you expect masks to last forever. But in life, in regular life, like going to the Safeway or school or whatever, what needs to happen for us to say, okay, we don't need to do this anymore?
I don't know, because as long as people feel safer wearing masks, and it's not everybody necessarily needing to feel safer, it's just the majority of people needing to feel safer with masks exist. That's you tell me when that changes, then I'll tell you when we stop wearing masks.
Oh, wait a second. So the rule, like the rules, I'm talking about the rules of masks, like not like, oh, great. Like, you know, Adam really likes wearing a mask everywhere, so he wears one.
Right.
Well, I know you don't, but there's kids. There's kids who are, I noticed that, like, kids your daughter's age. I don't know how your kids are about it, but I see kids around here, around their age, and masks have become a thing. I wouldn't say an accessory, but I can't think of the word I'm looking for. Like, it's become part of their life. And it's a thing, whether, you know, and they keep putting them up and down, and there's no rhyme or reason to it, but it's sort of an affectation to have your mask around your chin and then put it up when you want and play with it. And like, it's sort of become part of their life.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that's not you. I know you're not like, oh man, I'm going to go buy a kick-ass mask. You know, I'm going to go accessorize match it to my pocket square. I know that's not what you're doing.
No.
But when is it a matter of, okay, you know, Madge Smith over there, she doesn't feel comfortable without a mask, excuse me, so I have to keep wearing one until she's comfortable. That will never, ever happen. That's it. We're done. We're masks. No,
but I think it's the court of public opinion. So as long as there's, you know, more people that are heavily in favor of wearing masks, I mean, I think you're going to see masks are going to be, you know, the thing. But until the science and the public opinion is that we no longer need it, I don't think it'll just be the science. The longer it goes, the harder it is for people to kind of withdraw it. So that's why I think they're hoping that, you know, schools, when they went back in September, I mean, we had a lot of the same issues you did. We were originally kind of forecasting that there would be no masks in schools for the return of school this year. But then with, you know, third and fourth waves, that quickly changed. So now you got, I think, a lot of people who were expecting one thing, and now they're used to wearing the masks again. And so there's now that fear, I think, that, okay, if we go away from these masks, we're going to see, you know, big flare-ups or...
Right.
And that's just, again, that's just my gut feel on it. I don't know if... obviously can't speak to everybody, but I do think that that's probably a popular opinion out there. And that's why it's not just a scientific decision now. It's definitely a what-do-people-want opinion.
Okay, that's not
politics,
the though.
But that's politics for you, and in any regard, it's like, well, what?
Well, that's politics now. That's not what politics used to be. Politics used to be about, like, it's right. It's right in the name. Politics is about policy. Like, oh, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna build a road here, and then and half the people are like, yeah, but I live there, so don't. So build it somewhere else. And that's like that's politics. And then how do you negotiate that? And but now it's all about, you know, obviously you know what politics is about now. It's a gong show, but. Mm-hmm. But when the science, I'm thinking about the science though. Like when the scientists come out and go, okay, look, masks are, you know, like I don't know about, you know, how effective masks are. I guarantee you masks are wildly ineffective in many settings and wildly effective in others. So whenever I get in this discussion, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, you don't think we should do anything? I was like, you know, no, we should do lots of things. I'm in on lots of things. I'm just not in on everything. I'm not going to wear a mask in the shower. That would be silly. You know, so there's some gray areas where it's like, well, do we need to do that? So if the science comes in and just says, okay, great, like this and this have happened, so masks, go ahead and wear them if you want, but they're not really necessary anymore. That's the part I'm wondering about. What's the science going to say?
Yeah, I think we're never really going to know because for every scientist that says one thing, you've got another scientist or a group of scientists saying something else. So there's so much conflicting information.
Thanks, Nicki Minaj.
That it gets impossible for, you know, the general public to weed through all this. They just tune it out. At a point, they just tune it out and make their own decision because we're not getting like, okay, here's the unanimous decision on masks. Like, that's been impossible this whole time. So, So you've lost most people now. So now they're just going to go with how they feel. And if the majority feel masks are necessary, then policy will dictate masks are necessary.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry to burst your bubble on this one.
No. That's how it's going to be in Canada. That's not exactly how it's going to fly in Germany, I don't think.
Like, okay.
They feel differently. Although I am afraid of red t-shirts, so I'm hoping to get public opinion up on red t-shirts being illegal.
Okay, but Canada Day is going to be a bit of a mess.
Yeah, no, I'll do it when I'm there, but I'm just saying here in Germany, it's just like, I'm trying to get a groundswell going on the red t-shirts.
Okay. All right.
So there's that. Feelings. Okay. That's now I just want to know, because I know I'm going to have to wear a mask on the entire 9-hour flight, which already not a fun flight.
Right.
And I haven't done it in a couple of years. So I know that's going to be part of it. And that I actually am like, okay, there's a situation where a mask probably not a terrible idea.
Sure.
I'm in. Okay. I get it. But anyways, there you go. Patreon, Amazon. If you want to buy Adam a new mask, click on that link on our website and help us out on Patreon. That's a small, what did we say it was? $2 a month?
Sure.
I don't run it. Do you run it? I don't run
it.
No,
I don't.
Oh, hopefully someone's running it.
Okay.
Okay, great. I better check on that. So yeah, so if you pledge $2 a month, that helps us keep this train going. And if not, Amazon's still up there, man. Every week, I just keep waiting.
You get your big check, the massive like donation check from Amazon where Bezos shows up at your door with like 11 cents. Do you get any of those?
Yeah. No. It's fortunately it's more than that. It's in the 15 to 16 cent range. But I will forego it for a ride on one of his spaceships. That's what I would like
to do. Okay. Can I trade this? Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just hang on to that money and enter me in the spaceship line?
Okay.
No. I wait. I spend the bulk of my week just hitting update on Amazon to see if they've kicked us off their platform yet.
Okay. All right. Well, stay tuned.
What's it going to take? What's it going to take, Jeff? Okay. Maybe I date your wife. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Ex-wife.
Work.
Ex-wife.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay with it.
Yeah. My wife, I'm going to have to talk to. She'll have to understand the spirit of this. Okay, right. Dear. Look, still like you, sort of, but it's for the show. Okay?
Right.
Yeah, she gets it. It's like, all right. Anyways, click on our site and I bought some stuff on Amazon. A HDMI cable was very interesting, which you're going to see a little bit later, I think, in my photo.
Okay.
and a clamp. I bought a clamp on there, which I think I'll talk about in a second. All right. What's going on here? Baseball's done. We played a game on the weekend. Finished the season a solid 5-0 in a wow. very short season.
What a season.
Yeah, I don't even know why. It was just a series of exhibition games in the fall. Like, I was like, well, come on, what are we doing here?
That's like the number of games you'd play in a three-day tournament.
You'd think. You'd think. So like I said, everything's back to normal here. But besides that part. No, so yeah, it was a shortened season. Hopefully next year is going to be back to normal, like 28 games or something like that. But yeah, 5-0. There you go. Undefeated.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm in negotiations to make a 30 for 30 documentary about this season.
Yeah, the undefeated baseball season.
Yeah, yeah. It was touch and go at the end there, but we ended up blowing them out 15-5. So, you know, there's that.
That's a great ending to the documentary.
It is. But the great ending is that me and the other old guy did not even play. Like, we just said, like, and I'll be honest with you, like, we're two of the starters. We're the 3 and 4 hitter, or the 2 and 3 hitter, I forget. And we just said, you know what? Let's let everybody play this week and see what they can do. And they won. All right, I gave away the ending. Don't even watch the 30 for 30 now.
Okay, all right.
Watch the Terry Fox one instead.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Did you shoot anything interesting this week? This is where you talk about it. Talk about the new camera.
I got the new camera. I haven't other than
which camera.
I got the Canon R6.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I did a bunch of reading to see, you know, what the cameras are out there. I hadn't really looked at those cameras. I had been looking like, oh, do I buy a Canon, you know, 5D Mark IV? And then I kind of looked ahead, and it doesn't look like, from basically the Canon rumors and what I could see and read online, that like that camera is amazing. But I think it's a 2016 camera, right? So the tech is just getting a bit dated.
And it's just garbage. That 2016. It's just, I wouldn't wipe dog crap off.
No, but they're still charging the same. Like the funny thing is the price of the 5D Mark IV was the exact same price as the R6. They're the same.
There's a reason I don't own the Mark IV.
Yeah. So they're the same price. And then I thought, okay, well, let me like learn about this R6. Cause I'd heard about the R5, but the R5 is stupid. It's like $5,000 or something. So I was like, yeah, that one's sort of off the table. And then the other part for me is I don't need that camera at all. It's like a 40 megapixel camera. And then I thought, I don't want a 40 megapixel camera. I don't want to deal with those file sizes and just, I just don't need anything that big. So I thought, okay, this Canon R6 looks like a lot of the same perks as the R5, kind of like the 6D, like the little brother to the new space age kind of flagship camera. And then I started reading about that and watching reviews and reading reviews and sort of seeing the ins and outs of the camera. And I thought, this darn near looks like literally the perfect camera for me, because I want to keep my existing lenses. I know they've developed a new lens mount and all of this. I'm not going to go into crazy detail, but it just seemed like, okay, I can use my existing lenses. I can also upgrade to new lenses at my own pace if I like, if I want what the capabilities of some of these new lenses will do, because I don't even want to get into that, but the new RF lens mount and what the lenses will do is kind of insane. But anyways, the camera seemed like...
For the listener, we will dive a little deeper next week into your R6.
Sure.
All the stuff that you're skipping over right now, I do want to know about, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah, and again, I'm probably, at this point, I'm no expert yet. I'm just kind of learning it as I go.
Right.
But I did learn enough to know that this was what I wanted, and this was, again, like without changing to a completely different system, a Fuji or a Sony or a Nikon, like in completely going a different way, which I wasn't interested in for the sake that I have all of the lenses that I want. I wanted to be able to use them. So they have this adapter system, which I read about it. Everyone seemed to say like it works perfect. Like there's no issues. The autofocus, everything is great. And that's the big thing on this camera is the autofocus. And every reviewer that I kind of Red was like, the autofocus is out of this world. Like, you'll never see anything like this. And right. And again, pro after pro kept saying this. I'm like, okay, that's kind of a big deal to me. That and the, like I was talking about on the last episode, like the low light performance. Like, that's really where 2013-60 is just like, I want to shoot low light in hockey rinks, and it's a giant pain. And you saw from one of my images, they're okay. They're better than most people are going to get in that scenario, but there's still really a lot of digital noise trying to shoot hockey, which I'm going to shoot a fair amount of in the next year or two.
Well, best now, yeah.
So anyways, as it was, I thought, okay, the ISO performance and this ridiculous autofocus, it also handles SD cards, so I don't have to buy any giant compact flashes. And then the kicker was, and I didn't even know this when I bought it, same batteries as the SD, like an upgraded version of
you,
it. But
you told me that, and I was honestly shocked.
I couldn't believe it either. I said to the guy said, what camera are you upgrading from? And I said, 6D. He's like, well, you can use the batteries. Cause I just hadn't come across that in the reviews I read. And I said, really? Right. And he said, yeah, it's an upgraded version. Like, so you get a new fancier one with better life that comes with the Mark or whatever it's called, the 6R or what did I say? Yeah. 6R.
Doesn't know the name of his own camera, folks.
Yeah. It's just too many. I did too much reading and there's too many names, yeah. But anyways, cause 5R, 6R, like I guess the 6D, 5D,
those,
I think
those names do suck actually.
Yeah. So anyway, so I was like absolutely elated by that because, you know, you can use the same chargers. You can put the battery in, like, seems to have good life. The video and all those functionalities I haven't really played around with. I did get the kit that came with a RF lens, but it's a weird kind of 24-105, but not like they used to do with the 5Ds and package like an F4 lens. It's packaged with like an F4 to F7.1 variable one. And I think it's because it's the technology in that lens and mount to do all the video stuff that they're gearing these new cameras to do is kind of what makes it so expensive. So if you want the F4 version of that lens, it's like $1,600, I think, is what it is Canadian. And so right. I was like, yeah, not doing that. I'll just take the kit one and I'll play around with the video and see if I like the features of the RF. Cause I think cameras got built in image, like the body's got image stabilization, which I think will be awesome for using the 70-200. Cause now the camera has built in, the camera body has image stabilization, I think like two stops worth of it. So I think that'll be pretty cool. I can shoot some things maybe on a lower shutter speed. And anyways, the groundbreaking thing that I noticed, and I think this was a big part of the focus, and we can talk about it next week, is just this thing will track eye focus. And it does it in a way that blew my mind. Like it literally like
it tracks your subject's eye.
Yeah. Moving around and just so I was watching a pro's video, and we were talking last week about, you know, custom functions. And so I was watching this pro kind of review the camera and just saying how much, you know, he loved the mapping the custom functions for the autofocus feature. So he put one of the little buttons on the back button focus for your regular autofocus. And then he put one of the buttons he mapped it is for the eye focus. Cause like, again, it's, you have to go into the menu. It's a separate thing to track just all the different forms of autofocus you can track. So I put one as eye focus. I did what he did. And then I tried it and I was like, this is insane. Like, again, just for video, I just did it a little while. And then for photos, I did it while, I went to the park with my daughter and she moved around and as she was doing it, I was like trying to mess the camera up, shooting with an 85 mil, shooting on a pretty wide open aperture, and it did not miss. I think I took about 15 or 20 photos of her moving around, doing the different things like tossing some leaves in the air, going on a swing. Spoiler, that's where my challenge photo will be. And I just literally did not miss her eye with the 85, which you know how hard that is, an 85 mil subject moving. So yeah, some insane technology in this new Canon camera, or the Canon flagship cameras, the R5, R6.
I look forward to hearing more about it next week.
So there you go.
Questions.
Yeah, sure.
Some big questions. We'll dive into that next week. We'll hear all about that. Good to hear. All right. I shot a lot of interesting stuff, but it was all video.
Okay.
So maybe now is the time to. I'm not going to get too deep into it. I'm going to hint at it. Maybe I just let the cat out of the bag a little bit here.
Okay.
It looks like I'm going to be a YouTuber.
Oh no.
Yeah. So I'm just getting in shape now because evidently I'm probably going to have to fight Jake Paul. That's how it works.
When this is the part I imagine is Sam or Emily going to school, you know, for, you know, whatever that day, career day. And the teacher asks them, like, you know, what they want to do for their career. And they say, I want to be a YouTuber like my daddy.
Oh, no, they'll be whatever's after TikTok. Like, they're not, like, YouTube is dead for that.
No.
For those kids, no, it's TikTok, man.
Okay, all right.
I hear about it. So, but what I'm doing is, no, I'm not going to be a YouTuber. Somebody already asked me that, actually. A potential sponsor, which is kind of funny. Like, I was like, I haven't even launched the channel yet. That's the thing. And I've been working on it. I've been shooting a bunch. I'm shooting a bunch of episodes to have a bunch preloaded, and the plan is to update, like, at least every week something. Turns out that's really hard to do.
No, this isn't photography, or this is photography? This is photography?
It's not, this is not photography.
Okay, all right.
There's going to be some woodwork involved.
Okay.
Home renovations.
Okay.
Pole vaulting.
Nice.
That's just for fun.
Okay.
No, it's also, the plan is I've started officially renovating my house.
Like, officially?
Officially. Well, because before, like the last year and a half, a little bit over a year.
Oh, you did little projects.
I did little things. Well, I did the doors and then the floor, built some furniture. Right?
You did that floor in your office?
I put the floor down in the office and then as a test to do the rest of the house, because I want to refloor basically the rest of the house. But I also want to build my own new doors and all new furniture, all new everything. Like, I want to build my new office. I need to build a proper editing desk with charging station and that. So and then of course I'm going to build my own kitchen. I'm going to build my own bathrooms. Like just gut them and start again. So we're doing the whole thing. We're going to rent the whole house. And so I thought, well, you know, hey, I went to film school. Why don't I YouTube this? Because I could be a YouTuber. And so the plan is to document the process, kind of go through, like, not just document it, but go through how I'm doing it and like what, like, because as I explained in the first episode, all those other guys who do this, they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Fun part here is watching me struggle through it.
Okay,
so
I agree. That will be fun. Here's my question, okay? Because I just did this. We did all of this, did our whole house, bathrooms, kitchen, everything, right?
Yeah.
It took professionals, like a group of professionals that worked every day. Well, I'm going to say a ballpark was about, if the city didn't slow us down, probably should have been exactly 10, 11 weeks of work, like full-time work for a group of people, not documenting the process. Okay. So now you're going to do this more or less by yourself, unless you have a team somewhere that's going to hop in and help.
In the beginning, it's going to be 1,000% myself.
Okay.
Which so far it has been.
And then you'll get some trades for electrical and plumbing and stuff.
No, I'm going to work that out.
Okay. All right. Great.
Yeah. That's where it's going to be fun. That's where it's going to be fun because, hey, it's 220 here. Not only, so I'll, when I get zapped, I get zapped.
Right.
I've been electrocuted before, Adam.
Okay. All right. You got
it's
this.
It's not as big a deal as you think.
Okay. So now you're going to document, and I know that the process of documenting and talking, I don't know if you're going to talk to the camera, if you're going to do it all in post with your voice afterwards, it's going to double the time than it would take?
It speeds it up, oddly enough. Like, I can't believe it actually makes it go faster.
How? How can that be?
No, it doesn't. Of course it doesn't. Okay. It's the exact opposite. It takes forever.
So
because
not only
am I figuring out, hey, how do I even do this without cutting my stupid fingers off? Why do I look fat in this camera? Like, what the hell? I have to light this, first of all. So that's going to be step one, is to get better lighting in my shop.
Right.
and because I've been lighting it with my LED thing, but moving that around is a pain. And then and I'm shooting it when
I get you. There's problems. Yeah. Now, what is your estimated timeline? Like, I know that's probably impossible to know because you haven't done it before, but what are you guessing that this project is going to take?
I don't look at it as a project. Like, it's not like, oh, great, you know, like, here, I'm going to start and finish, and the goal is to have a new house. Like, I do want to have all that stuff done. I love doing this, and so it's such a horrible cliche to spit out, but the journey is the destination.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's something I like doing and something I'm going to do. And
okay,
I need this done in 16 weeks.
Here's the problem. And here's what everybody who has done this kind of project and lived in the house through it will tell you. Yeah, nobody else will like the journey. Your family will not enjoy the journey, the debris, the dust, all of that stuff. So you are going to get a ton of pressure to get this stuff done.
Yes.
You know that's coming, right?
The difference is I don't like my family anyway. So we're at loggerheads no matter what.
Okay. All right.
So that's the good news.
They're going to live in the house the whole time that you do this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay, but so here's the thing though, is like, okay, the one that's really going to be lousy. The rest of it I can do in segments. Like, you know, when it comes time to do the kitchen, we should talk about this on a different episode probably.
Sure.
Let's save this. Let's save this for 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
I'll break down because
I'll get all my my questions chambered for that for that situation.
Yeah.
Plus, your wife should probably get a divorce lawyer. Yeah.
I hear everything. No, I'm upping the value of our house, so I get half of whatever that is. your instincts are not wrong. But this is not a problem, it's a challenge, and I'm always up for a challenge.
Okay.
So the good news is I've been shooting a lot. I've got a few in the can. It will launch soon, and when it does, obviously, I hope everyone will help support it, and we'll see. This isn't necessarily about, you know, being, hey, smash the like button if you, you know, all that stuff, and subscribe and all that. I don't want to get into that, but... I am going to make a go of this. I figure I went to film school. I should be able to do this. But eventually the goal will be, trust me, the goal will be to hire somebody to film this because that part sucks.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Photo challenge. That's the topic is the photo challenge. This month, it's our monthly challenge. It's inspired by the Australian Tiger Williams. No?
Is that his name? His name is something Williams, right?
Well, it's Dave.
Dave Williams? That's the Australian Tiger one?
Yeah, but Tiger's Dave Tiger Williams is Tiger Williams' real name, Dave.
But is the Australian guy's name Dave Williams?
Well, it's David.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess I'm not looking at his photo because I can't see that. And I didn't know it was David Williams.
Wow, you're pretty underwhelmed by that.
Yeah, I feel like that's a name like Kevin Smith, that there's a few of them.
Right, Kevin Tiger Smith. That's his name.
Right.
All right, so it was inspired by him because they are under crazy lockdown still in Australia. So the monthly challenge is close to home. So let's have a look at the submissions. We have, 18 of them, Adam.
Wow. We better motor through this because we're at 30 minutes here.
We're past that, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Yeah, boo. It's all that renovation talk. All right. First up, DMAC 14609. He found my only photography this month was headshots for a friend. While playing with the lighting and prep of that, my wife patiently was my model. Hey, does that sound familiar?
It's usually a child for me. My wife isn't usually the one, but I hear you.
Like except for last week, though.
Was she?
Or 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. I lose track of my weeks.
I don't remember.
You posted a picture of her posing.
My wife?
Yes.
Really? I don't remember. I think I've had my daughter and my Sun, and I don't remember.
All right.
Maybe. Oh, I think one when I did a headshot for the friend. One, maybe, yeah. Maybe there was one in right. there. Yeah. That okay. was the one. All right. You got it. Okay. It's like a month ago.
Maybe. Does time maybe, exist? Come on.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I just since, dropped a headphone.
Since this was all done in our backyard, it fit with the theme close to home. All right. This is Mrs. 14609 right here.
14609. Yeah, I see it. Yeah, perfectly fine. I think, well, you tell me, like it just, the background doesn't help this image.
Meh, okay. Right? I don't mind it.
It is yeah. like the tree, I guess, on the left side, like with the, again, I would like it to be out of focus more. I think in this case, I don't think it's a pleasing enough background to want it.
Well, squint your eyes a little bit and look, then look.
I don't want it to be right? more in focus, right?
Okay.
Because again, look at the green. Like if it was all uniform, one or the other, maybe, but it's kind of like a weird split background with the tree right. on the, whatever is camera left, like that part of the tree is just, it's not helping. The person, the portrait part of the image is quite nice. I just get, I feel like why this background, and yeah, just not, wouldn't have been my choice. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to
I'm be too critical her, here. I'm guessing that this is just the getting the prep, the lighting prep. So he's
now you've hurt his feelings. Prep. No, this was the final image. Now you've hurt his
I've
feelings.
I've hurt no feelings. This is him getting prepped to shoot somebody else. And so this is why, like, I think the framing here is off too. I think he's just testing the lighting, which is good. It looks like pretty hard flash, probably to overpower some sunshine.
Yeah. That's what it looks
which
like.
Is just fine. Based on the catch lights. Like hard lighting. Yeah. Hard lighting. Catch lights and the shadow on her nose and yeah. that. But that's totally fine. I like hard lighting.
I'm fine with that too. Yeah.
Yeah. At least it's off camera, which is nice. And yeah, so I mean, ultimately, the framing is weird. Like it's very weird to have that much headroom and then that little chin room
sure.
at the bottom. That's why I'm guessing it's just a test for the lighting, which is a nice lighting.
D-Mac's crying right now.
Oh no, he's looking for a much better podcast.
Yeah, you were gonna say photo. He's sorting through his photos. No, I meant to post this one.
Yeah, no, I meant I was gonna say a photo show, but that didn't make any sense.
Right,
it's a podcast, so well okay. you always just tune into YouTube and watch my life unravel in real time. All right, next up, Scott Broey. This is close to home. Nobody expects the butternut squash Inquisition. I don't know what that means.
I don't exactly. know what that you? Means either. No.
Okay,
my inquisition is why you said that, Scott.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna get in trouble. Spanish. See, I can't even say anything because I feel like Scott might be baiting me here because last time I kind of ripped on Scott. There was like a counter photo, like there was the butt dial situation. So I feel like I'm gonna remove myself from this one. In the
no, I want of I want to see
no,
what
no, you're waiting for me. I'm gonna be objective here. I'm gonna say very nice, Scott. And now Al, you go ahead.
I want to see you what you can taunt him into photographing in response.
I want to know what you think without me jading.
No, I want to find out that like if you can make a comment and like you and I every month should have a little off mic bet about what you can make Scott photograph like secretly. Like so like we'll basically taunt him and go, "Oh man, this reminds me of your old shoes." And then like he posts a picture of his old shoes.
Right.
And then every month we try to up the ante. This reminds me of an X-ray of, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And how far can we go?
Right.
That's a better show than we're doing right now.
Yeah. You just give me your thoughts on this image. How about that?
Yeah, I like the dappled light in the shade. That's fine. But the butternut squash is kind of muted colors. Why is that? Aren't they yellow or orange?
Not a butternut squash expert, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like his fence, though.
Sure.
Nice looking fence.
Great fence. I don't know. It's just sort of one of those photos that I'm like, why? Why? Like, why,
Scott? Because it's close to home, Adam.
Yeah, and that's it.
We handcuffed a lot of people.
No, it should have been the other way. It should have been like, hey, I have an endless array of interesting around my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, okay. Scott, you're 0-2. All right, moving on.
Oh, boy. Speaking of baseball, J.C. Russo is up.
Okay.
Here is what I assume is his son sliding into second. I guess second base isn't that close to home, but the fields are reasonably close to our house.
Okay, we'll give you that. Yeah, plus that guy's, it's the Giants against the Orioles here, so it's a big game, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so I Tiger Williams did post that, you know, almost guaranteed that we'll dedicate half the show because it's baseball. And I did say in a reply down below that, you can't see it in this, is I did say, yeah, there's a lot to unpack here, but I'm impressed he's wearing a belt.
Okay, yeah, the other kid isn't. I like the focus in the slide. Yeah, not sure about that other kid. Kind of looks like he's blocking the base a little bit.
He's going to get blown up here. That kid's going to get an ACL tear.
Yeah, so, no, I do like
that. Do you know who Chase, J.C. Russo, do you know who Chase Utley is? Like, this is the reason they have the Chase Utley rule right here.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's...
Google it.
That's a... No, I know what you're talking about. That's a dangerous...
Not you, I know you know it.
Dangerous, dangerous play right here. So, no, it's good. I like action. I like kids doing fun stuff. So, good photo. I like the exposure. It's all good.
It is good. I would like to, for his son's sake, I would like him to start his slide a little bit earlier to avoid injury.
Sure. He's like 6 or 7 here, I'm guessing.
Yeah, but moving on, if you teach them now, and if you slide too late, that's how you end up, well, Adam will tell you, he's a doctor, that's how you snap your ankle.
Okay.
So don't do it. Otherwise, it is really, really great, but Cal Ripken there, not paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that. Looking good. All right, next up, Kenneth Skalivic. This is obviously taking Skjelbukten.
Yeah, and he does the pano thing. He's done this a few times. I've seen it on Instagram. And
but he did an interesting thing in the last one, though. Like, that's why he's in two photos. It's the same photo, but on the last one, he put like an inset of the entire pano.
Yeah, that's what he does. He does that on his photos.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So Northern Lights looks amazing, and hard to give any critique to Kenneth because he's much better than I am at any of this stuff. So yeah, well done. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I love the colors, like the whole greens in the sky and the. I mean, this obviously is the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis, which have I seen that as a kid? I think I saw it as a kid one time when we were camping, back when you could see it even in British Columbia, barely, but not quite like this. Like, this is really fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Next up is, and the fact that it's that close to your house, like too, like that's pretty awesome. Just to go back to the Northern Lights one for a sec.
Sure. Yeah. Good job, man. He seems like he's got a lot of cool views from near where he lives because he's in a different spot taking cool shots. Unless he's constantly traveling, I feel like he lives in a pretty nice spot in the world.
You hear that, Broey?
Yeah. Yeah. Go there. Okay. Go meet up with Kenneth.
You're gonna want to move.
You gotta squash the squash, buddy.
Yeah. You can get that. You can get the canned squash. You can get that anywhere. The Aldi. It's fine. Next up is Mike Roskopf. This is Around the Corner called. That's all.
I like this. I think I would like it more if
she was wearing a helmet.
Yeah, no, if she was coming towards the camera, I would have, my instinct would have to get this coming more directly at you. But I guess
you wouldn't get the motion.
Yeah, that's it. So you either get the motion part or you get kind of the look in the eyes of the kid would do it for me in this photo, because I imagine that there's a serious determination going on here. And so the blurred shoes versus the look in the kid's eyes. I'll take the look in their eyes every time on this, but I get what they're going for, and I like it. It's fine.
Yeah, I like the. I guess it's cropped at the bottom. That could be Instagram, you know, messing with you. I don't know, but I like the speed on this one. It reminds me of my kids when they're that age.
Sure.
Next up, Conservatory of the Mind.
That's a
close to home.
Interesting tag name.
Right. Especially when this is the photo.
Yeah.
And also, I just peed a little.
Yeah, it's a little bit off-putting for sure. Just a close-up of a rooster, just their face. Right. Like this rooster had like a 15-minute sitting session for this photo. Like this was the best, you know, headshot of the rooster. Like I don't know, the rooster is like putting itself out there on an online rooster dating app. Yeah, so it's like, all right, Big Red, here I am.
Right, that's true. I didn't think we'd be here on the Hoser show reviewing a cock shot.
So. It's got a sharp beak. Look at that beak.
Yeah.
That thing could really peck a hole in your backside.
I wish I hadn't taken so long to get to that punchline.
Yeah, it was still good, though.
Just try it again.
I have a very low bar for that kind of humor. So
yeah.
All right. What, again, I don't even know what to say. It's in focus. Should I say that? Yeah. Like, yeah.
I've never shot this myself. So that's what I can say about this one. This one's fine. It's off-putting. I'm okay seeing this the one time.
Sure.
That's what I'm getting at. All right. Next up, Miramal 97. What with one thing and another, which is a pleasant way of saying the nonsense that we've been dealing with. Not the nonsense, the horrible situation. You know what I'm saying? Not getting political. We've not been able to visit my aging and ailing mother over the last 18 months or so. Recently, we made a quick trip across to see her and took her out for a walk as close as possible to where she used to live. She seems in good spirits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got a nice smile, and I just a couple little things on this photo that I feel like could have made it better. Just maybe backing that wheelchair up a little bit and getting the weird metal kind of pothole cover thing out of the shot. So that would have been, 5 feet. Just back that up. Like, let's not park it directly beside a manhole cover or whatever that is.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I didn't notice it till I was looking at her smile, and now I can't unsee it.
And I don't know how cold it is, but for 7 seconds, I would have just said, hey, can we just take the blanket off for one shot and then put it back on? Mm-hmm. Again, just something, the colors of it. It seems like such a nice photo that between those two things, I'm like, yeah, could have been better in my opinion. So maybe she didn't want to let go of the blanket, which I completely would understand. Maybe she wanted to be parked next to the manhole cover, which I don't understand as much, but yeah,
that's probably more of an overlooked thing, the blanket. But if she always goes out with her blanket, then I'm keeping the blanket.
Yeah, I get it too. Yep.
Yeah.
I might have positioned it differently. I might have said, okay, let's fix this blanket a little bit.
When he says a quick trip across, I'm guessing that's across the pond, which means the UK. So maybe it's really chilly. Like I did see, did you ever see Sherlock Holmes? It's always like super cold.
Oh, maybe a blanket of the Union Jack. That would be awesome.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or maybe Robbie Williams could be pushing her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Hugh Grant.
These are all.
I'd be okay.
There you go.
Hugh Grant,
there's our tip. Okay. Get away from the manhole cover and get Robbie Williams to do a guest appearance. Sure. Like, that's how you can make this photo better.
Yeah. And then I'd give you an A. Yeah.
No, I like it. I like the fact that she's so, her spirits are so uplifted
in
that photo. Yeah.
I agree.
All right. Next up, the man, the myth, the legend, Frank Pang. This is close to your home.
Yeah. This is like right in Steveston, on the Steveston kind of downtown strip.
Right on Moncton, right?
Yeah, sure is. This is the artisan bakery. I don't know if it's Russian. I think it's Russian, a Russian bake shop. But they just baked
this. They're always in a hurry?
They just baked this one. No, not that kind of Russian. They just baked this one style loaf of bread. That's it. That's all they make. As far as I know, that's all they make. You probably know, this place because you've probably had
bread. I know it, yeah.
You've had bread there before, have you not?
Isn't it always sourdough, or is it like it is one? It's not sourdough.
It's like a hearty loaf. I don't know. It's not. I don't think it's sourdough, but I've had it. I haven't had it for a long time. But yeah, the whole place, that's what they exist on, making this one particular loaf of bread. That's mind blowing to me that you could actually afford and stay open and busy enough baking exactly one thing.
If you're good at it, though.
I guess. I mean, you have to be good at it when you.
So this is looking in the front window, right?
Yes.
I don't remember. Like, I don't have it committed to memory exactly, but I seem to remember that they had sort of like a big open window that you can see from the sidewalk.
Yeah, I think it's still the case. It's funny in that this place, I don't ever remember stopping and seeing this from the window, but I'm based on the artisan bakery sign there, it's got to be right open from the front. So I knew instantly, like, oh, this must be Frank because it's local. And then I saw Frank Pang.
All right.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. It's a kind of a cool looking shop, and we can see what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Great looking old oven. I was going to say kiln, but it's probably just an oven. And the fact that you managed to get the guy in there anchoring the shot on that side, that really makes it work.
Yeah.
All right. Pixelscaper, five legs. Mm-hmm. Nighttime self-portrait at a nearby park under lamppost light. This one's made for Instagram, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of perfect Instagram.
Yeah. There you go. You got PI'd right there.
Yeah. I like it. The long shadow, the tripod, and the person, like, it speaks camera shop photo. That's what it speaks to me. It's like, oh, this is something that would go up in the bathroom of a camera store.
Right.
Do they have bathrooms in camera stores?
Almost exclusively, yeah. I don't know. What am I doing, a survey of camera stores?
Yeah, if they have
Let's phone Broadway Camera. Hey, Broadway. I really got to use the bathroom. Do you have one?
Yeah. And then when you come out of the bathroom, hey, I can sell you a photo that would go perfect in that bathroom.
Yeah.
All right.
And that one has to be in black and white too, I think. In color, it's just, blech.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Absolutely.
Unless it's in color and that's just how it looks at nighttime there, that looks pretty cool.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah. All right, next up, David R. Wilkinson, as close to home as it gets. Taken in my backyard. I thought a snail would be good since it's wearing its home. Oh! See what he did there?
No.
The snail is in his own home.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
I added some leaves for more color, focus stacked, and merged three shots to get all the leaves in focus.
Wow.
All right. Do you know what they call a slug in Germany?
A snail?
No.
Okay.
No, that'd be weird. it's called a Schnecke.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but you know what they call a snail? Schnecke mit Haus.
Oh. Because he's got a house.
Yeah. And you know what they call it in French?
No.
Dinner.
Oh, that's hilarious.
They eat snails in France.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
With their mouth.
Okay, now it's funny.
They put slugs in their mouth.
Right.
If I go outside and accidentally touch one to the side of my foot while I'm wearing flip-flops, I start crying.
Yeah.
They put them in their mouth.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Good colors on the leaves.
Yeah, I love the leaves. Leaves look great.
Good topic.
Sure.
Good. Well done on the theme. All right. Next up, Bob Bernal Jr. This is gritty Los Angeles. This isn't close to my home at all. I don't know what this is about.
Yeah, this is Bob. I see his stuff on Instagram. Like, he posts like cool photos of car stuff and people shots at car. I don't exactly. They're usually wearing like old school attire, like 40s and 50s kind of wear. And then there's cool cars and. I like his stuff a lot, so that's I'm a little bit biased because of the other stuff that I see I like. So when I see Bob's stuff, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of already going to like it. But graffiti, again, like it. I'm a big fan. Not that I want it on my house, just that I just like the look of graffiti. So when I see like the city landscape kind of in the background and then kind of graffiti in the foreground, like I'm like, yeah, I'm all in. This is like right up my alley. There's some cool colors in the sunset. So yeah, good shot. I like everything about this, what's going on.
Yeah, the contrast with, like, you know, the fancy downtown with the railroad tracks in the foreground, and there's like the different layers here.
Yeah,
all around great.
Yeah, pretty great cool. Colors.
Yeah, I concur. I love seeing Bob stuff. All right, next up, the man who inspired this month, Dave Tiger Williams.
Okay.
He goes on to say no award-winning photos here. It's a set of like 141 photos.
Okay, so you just pulled the first one.
I like the first one the best, actually.
Okay, so I don't know. Can I see more than one?
Yeah, but you not okay. I sent you screenshots, so you're gonna have to actually go on to Instagram. You can't click through
a screenshot. Right. So I'm just seeing the one with the sort of the big lock and the chains, yeah. And like I like it. This is
black. Yeah, no, the rest of them suck. The rest of them suck.
Black and white, like this is great. Like this is the kind of shot, super simple. And again, I don't know why I like it so much. I just do. And so, yeah, well mm-hmm. done. That's all I can say. I have nothing critical, unfortunately, to say, just that I really, really like this and it's super simple. But I don't know, maybe just the contrast and just the kind of shine that's coming off the chain and the lock mm-hmm. and you know instantly what it is. And I don't know, this kind of photo can be done very badly and this one is really good.
Yeah, and I urge you to check out the whole series of them because it kind of documents, you know, the lockdown, what they're going on. Because he's saying that, you know, like this will mark the 100 consecutive days of lockdown in Sydney, which it depends where you are in Sydney. I have a friend of mine who lives just on the outskirts, and he said it's not really bad where he is, but he knows that some neighborhoods are tougher than others, and so are stricter than others on the lockdown. But this was taken with the Fuji X100. He wanted to point out as well.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well done. Yeah.
So it is good. It is. They are really good. And go check out the whole series. They all kind of tie together. It's all about the lockdown. All right. Next up, we have D. Bradshaw. Did we already do him? No.
No D. Bradshaw. D-Mac, yeah.
His brother, D-Mac. No relation. Okay. Yeah. We got D. Bradshaw, also in Australia. On the other side, though, Perth. Spring doing its thing here in the Southern Hemisphere, the close to home. B on the Grevillea. I don't know what that is. Is that a flower?
Sure.
You say yeah, like you know. You don't
know. I have
know.
No
Who am
clue.
I asking here?
Yeah, I have no idea.
In our yard on a sunny spring day in Perth.
This is really good as far as like someone who is not a macro photographer in any way and really can only, you know, speak to my own opinion, but I just love the wings and the focus and the texture in this image of the bee. And then, you know, the sharp, sharp body and wings and eye of the bee with the contrast of the completely out of focus background and flower is just, it's sort of like amazing. It just pulls that bee, like completely draws your eye to it. And almost to me, I can't even do the math on how one could be so out of focus while the other one is so in focus. So is this a focus stacking situation or can the macro lens just do that?
You're going to have to ask D. Bradshaw when you're in Australia.
Okay. All right. Heading there
now.
You're going
to Australia, right?
Right now. They're going to let me in, right?
Yeah. I don't think you're allowed in.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, nothing to do with COVID, just you.
Just me, they got a big sign.
Yeah, no Adams.
Not this guy.
Yeah, do not let this guy in. Yeah, all right, yeah, that's great, and plus the bright reds really make it pop as well.
It's great, way too good for a B photo.
Yeah, this should be your A photo. See, I have the dad ones all lined up.
I set you up for that, I was waiting, I was like three...
Oh, you set me up for an infield single. That was.
That was a softball that you just punched through the middle. Yeah.
Yeah, just swinging bunt. All right. Next up is B.S. Vaughn Photography. He missed last month because he says he has the full on COVID with ventilator and everything. So you want to get in early. So hopefully that means he's doing well now.
Okay.
Hate to point out the obvious that we hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hope controversial. You're
doing well. Yeah.
Take on that. So, glad to hear that you're back. He posted twice this month and made me choose, but because he missed last month. I'm just going to include both of them.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the dog. Is there some sort of a, like, is this like a motion blur? Like, you know how you do the, you did this before, right? With the blurring around, like this, like a zoom blur kind of thing?
This is the Lens Baby. I see it in hashtag Lens Baby Composer. Oh,
he hashtagged it.
Yeah, this is a Lens Baby.
Lens Baby Pitbull, right.
So okay. this kind of makes the background, or not the background, but it's kind of the edges blur, and then you keep mm-hmm. the middle where the dog's face is clearly in focus here. So this is kind of like one of those fancy lenses that distort things.
Okay. Well, that makes it kind of cool. I kind of wish I'd seen the hashtag, and I wouldn't have shot my mouth off.
Mm-hmm. It is cool though. Yeah. I did borrow one of these from, I think it was from, you know, former guest on the show. I think that's where I borrowed a lens. Once upon a time, years ago, I borrowed one of these Lens Babies and I played around with it, and it's kind of cool. But again, it was just sort of like one of those things where I like it. I'm not going to do it very often though.
Right. Okay.
There you go.
Looks cool. Next up is Christopher Hamm.
Dwayne, that's who I borrowed it for. Sorry.
Dwayne
Gervan.
All right.
Yeah.
Next up is Christopher Hamm. Now, I'm glad I managed to get this one because Instagram was playing games on me and it wasn't going to let me load it. I had to go to a different browser, search for it, and load it. That's the kind of dedication I have to making sure everybody's included.
Okay, good job.
Yeah. So this one's really kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I, again, not someone that would photograph birds, but I did years ago. I think I even posted it on the show, like, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, a hummingbird photo from my neighbor's yard. Something about hummingbirds, like, that's just one of those things. Like, I like it. I think it's because they're so interesting in terms of how fast they're kind of darting around, and maybe it's the elusiveness yeah. that's kind of the fun part, is like to get a cool photo of a hummingbird is no easy task, kind of like right. like the heron. You never know if you're going to see a heron, so you can't go out with the expectation that you're going to get a photo of one. So if you actually manage to see or find one, it seems like a badge of honor to have taken a good photo of either a hummingbird or a bird that you don't see very often.
Yes. Especially with the depth of field like this. Like, yeah. You really gotta nail it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You'll probably do it with your new R6, though.
Oh, I'll do it like 10 times a day.
Yeah, better than this, too.
Oh, way better than this.
Yeah. Yeah, this will be like an R5.
Yeah.
R4.
No, R5 is better. It's the
R6. I forgot about that. Well, they shouldn't name it that
There's
way.
An R. The bigger There's numbers. An R. R is where it started, and then it went from the R to the yeah. R5 and 6. Yeah, it's
Was super... there an R2?
No,
did you get an R2?
No, it was just R to R5 and R6.
You know why? Because it would be like an R2-D2 jokes. That's why they didn't do R2.
Oh, probably right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. Real 2, Dialogue 2. That's where that comes from, by the way. All right, next up is back to B.S. Vaughn, because he posted 2 and made me choose. And this, I also could not see this one, so I had to go to a different browser and find it. And like this one.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like it better than the dog.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool. The sunset.
Look at the symmetry in lining up the power poles.
I know, it's awesome. I think it looks great.
Like a transformer.
You're preaching to the choir here, brother.
Okay, sing a song then.
What would you like me to sing?
What's that one I like by the choir? The choir one.
I'm not doing it. Yeah.
The Christmas one.
The Christmas one. Okay.
Celsius Day. That one.
No, not doing.
Gloria. Glorious. Do that with Gloria. Do it. Come on. You said choir. Now here we are.
No. Moving on.
All right. So early morning shots. I usually hate these things for messing up a landscape. Oh, yeah. I usually hate those power poles, but took a. Yeah. Absolutely. Really, this is really, really well, really well done. Really good use of things that do mess up the landscape. But this is a great example of how to frame stuff.
Mm-hmm. And the fog doesn't hurt either with the colors coming in, like just so many cool elements here. So yeah.
Yeah.
Good shot. Really good.
Yeah. And the last one from Roger Dahlman. I don't do much street photography. This is literally a photo of a street. So yeah. But last Sunday I went on a photo walk with photo buddy Don D. Hester. We visited Orange and a few locations near, I'm going to have to say Montpellier. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Home of President James Madison and his wife Dolly. On our way back, we visited the old town of Culpeper, the small town vibe, and there's, okay, it goes on. This small town vibe. I love the small town vibe.
Me too. And this, always. I didn't read any of that stuff, and I just looked at it, and I felt small town, like old USA, like, you know, just in terms of what it looks like, probably even more so in black and white, like it would look even older.
But even the nice colors, though, you can't black and white those.
That's true. You still could. I feel like the name Pepper Berries, it's really good. The only thing that pulls you to more modern day, I think, is the brightness of that yellow curb that's painted. If you took that curb out, right, and painted it some sort of muted color, then you'd be like, yeah, this is, you know, circa 1958. Yeah, that's true. But even just desaturate that yellow a little bit, or Photoshop, paint that a more kind of old, kind of beat up shade of yellow, and you've got old timey USA Pepper Berries. Love it. And the bike outside is kind of
out front.
Yeah, the flag, the old timey kind of style bike. I know this is the new
bricks
bike
on the second floor.
Sure, all of it, and looks great.
That's how I'm going to renovate my house, just like that.
Old-timey USA theme.
Yeah, just bricks all throughout the whole thing.
Sure.
Yeah, old-timey. That's exactly what I'm going to do. No, I love those old-timey like coffee shops and stuff like that. This is clearly not a coffee shop, but I do like those old-timey kind of coffee shops, Greasy Spoon kind of things. Two separate things, but I like all of them. And this sort of captures that feel. This is like what Disneyland was based on.
Sure.
Right? Main Street, USA.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you to everybody. All 16 people with their 18 submissions, because I made 18 of them. 16 people. We appreciate you submitting. Now let's look at Adam's. Because you did one.
I did one. This was part of one of the first 15 photos taken with the Canon R6. So this was 85 mil. I don't know what the depth on this is, because I was playing around when I did this, but I got my daughter on the swing, like the old focus trap, except for I put it on servo mode with the iFocus and just held down that iFocus button and had her swing back and forth and took about 10 shots. So I'm low. Can you see the EXIF data?
You're at 85 mil f2.8.
Okay, so f2.8, 85 mil. So that's pretty shallow depth of field, and I'm probably, I don't know, 5 feet from her. So I'm just kind of just down and below. And as she swings, I'm just holding it on her eye, doing that focus tracking, and then just snapped a few photos. And I just kind of like this. I like the Dutch angle, and I like the, you know, it's more of a, let's call it, candid shot. Like, she's very camera aware, and she's not so camera aware in the shot. So I liked that more, rather than staring right at the camera, seeming very photographed. So yeah, just liked it, and liked what her hair was doing. She had just had her hair done, and that's why she agreed to participate in this photo walk. So yeah, that's all it was. So it was a true test of the 85, so an old lens on the new camera with the adapter mount, doing the focus tracking on the eye, and I was like, yeah, I love this thing. This is my
new best friend. So your thinking was, I could either buy a new camera or some new pants for my daughter.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the camera.
Yeah. She loves the, I guess that's, they're back. Like, I see, because couple of days a week, I pick her up from high school when I can, and kind of drive her home, and like, yeah, it's just, that's the thing now. So the ripped jeans, I'm like, you're only getting part of the jeans though.
Yeah, you're really getting.
You're paying full price.
You know what? So much of the high school, like when I was in high school, so much of that has come back.
Yeah.
The one part that didn't was being a complete loser. Unfortunately, that part did not. Like, that's not cool. Still.
Yeah. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah, you're still a loser, Attridge.
Right. This took a weird turn where you remember things from high school. But anyways, I went black and white just because the colors were, there were some fall colors on the ground, but there was just a tiny little bit, and the rest of it was just kind of like blah in the background. So I thought it looked more gap ad like black and white. That's why I went black and white.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little bit. Mackenzie Phillips, American Graffiti here.
Okay, I don't know that.
Is it Mackenzie Phillips? Yeah.
I don't.
Okay.
All right.
American Graffiti. Yeah. She's about the same age as your daughter, I think.
Okay.
Okay. It was neither here nor there. Neither a compliment nor an insult.
Okay.
We're all good. Good movie. Right. One of my favorite movies.
All right.
All right. So here's mine. This is literally close to home. This is in my driveway. I am, well, you know what? You can tell what this is, right?
This is you shooting a picture of yourself?
Well, that part, yeah. Obviously.
But hey, wait a second. You know what blew me away about this photo? Because I only just saw it like 2.5 seconds ago. You have a scooter?
Yeah.
How has this never come up? How has this never come up?
It's been in the photo challenge before.
Really?
Years ago. I don't think it's been on the road in like 4 years probably.
Okay, how come? I used to have a scooter in university. Yeah. And I was like, scooter boy.
It needs some fixing. I can only fix up one thing, either my entire house or this scooter.
Okay, so the scooter just lives there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually a Vespa. It actually has probably sat there collecting dust for like 3 years now, 4 years unused, which is too bad because it's pretty awesome to drive.
Yeah.
So I do want to get it fixed up. It's probably gonna cost a fair bit of money to get it tuned up though, because I did crash it once.
Okay.
On the grass. I laid it down on the grass. Well, I laid down first and then it rolled over top of me. Okay. So we got to fix that. Yeah. And in front of people. And it was pretty funny. I was wearing steel-toed boots, so it worked out. Like I ended up, life worked out. That'll be a whole episode. Maybe a Christmas episode, I'll tell that story.
Okay. Just in the interest of this podcast not getting any shorter, just tell us about this photo.
Okay, so this is the monitor. I bought a monitor.
Right.
Like a field monitor.
For video. This is for your video project. Yeah, got it.
For my 5D Mark III, because the Mark III doesn't have a flip-out screen. I don't know if the R6, does that have a flip-out screen?
It does, and it's freaking glorious. It's all touchscreen,
too.
Like,
you can see yourself, then.
It's so good. You can see from any angle. Yeah, flips out, fully articulated. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
So that's what I need because I am going to be filming myself. It's like, all right, I need to be able to talk to the camera and get the lighting and get the focus and do all those things. Sounds like I need an R6 to handle the focus on its own. But so far what I'm doing is like, I'm just doing manual focus, which is not a big deal for what I'm shooting. But I need to have a screen so that I can see myself. So this is forward facing. Obviously, because this is my Mark III seeing me, putting it up on the screen and me photographing it. But this is while I was, this is the episode where I start. I'm not sure which episode number this will be, but I'm building the mudroom downstairs.
Okay.
And so I am building, in behind me, you can see sheets of plywood there.
Yes.
Those are now, as we speak, those are now cabinets. Downstairs.
Sweet.
Yeah. So that's the kind of stuff that I'm doing here, all from scratch. So plywood, not cheap, by the way, turns out.
I thought prices came back down on all that stuff.
A little bit. Plywood, well, first of all, I buy the very expensive plywood on purpose because it's pretty awesome. And except for it's also in Europe, and so things are more expensive. So that is the Baltic birch plywood that everyone raves about, and I don't blame them. It is the greatest, totally worth the money, but it's a lot of money. That's it. So this was close to home. This is literally in my driveway, renovating my home, and there you go.
Okay.
And you can see there's some dust on the screen. That's because I was using my track saw, breaking down some plywood. Dust everywhere. The end.
Great.
Okay, challenge for next month, for October. Seasons are changing, whether you're going into fall like we are, or you're going into spring like they are in Australia. It's changing. So the challenge.
Monthly topic, challenge, yeah.
The monthly challenge is change.
Change, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get you in the change room of the Gap, aren't I? Like a selfie, just trying on some underwear.
Sure.
Yeah, who tries on underwear? Just buy it, and if it doesn't fit, you're out of luck. That's how that goes.
Right.
So change, hashtag that to Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram, and we will check that out at the end of the month. For next week, Adam, I put it to you. Like, what do you want to shoot for next week? What's gonna please be Vespa, okay?
No, it's going to be low light. I want to see what the R6 can do, and that was a big part of why I bought it, was I wanted better low light performance. So I'm gonna take it for a little low light test drive,
and we'll do a little compare and contrast then, because I will shoot low light with I'll make it fair. I'll shoot. Because my X100F performs very well in low light. However, my 5D Mark III does okay, not quite as good. But we're going to compare that one. I will shoot with my Mark III, compare it to your R6, and see if you wasted your money.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
I don't think you did.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be good. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll check that out next week. All right. Websites, Adam, you're just on the Instagram.
Over under on comments, I was on the under, which was zero in this last week. Right. So do better. I got to do better than that. Yeah.
He'll double up this week with zero.
Yeah.
So, all right. Check him out. Adam2Hosers, Canada.hosers or something.
The new camera hopefully will spur me to post more photos.
You think it's probably got like a Bluetooth connection where you can just upload right to Instagram.
It does. It has Bluetooth. Yeah. It does.
No excuses now. Yeah. In focus and Bluetooth. Yeah. All right. You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com. The two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. I say that's it, but it's been like 14 hours since we started this. So
right.
Get out there and make better photos.